Hello. So, in this video, I'm asking whether President Putin is getting desperate. Because why was he extending the olive branch to the United States, releasing Brittany Griner, admittedly in return for Viktor Bout? Partly so Putin wants his international criminals to know that he will strive might and main to get them released. But he thinks he also might be opening negotiations with the United States, with NATO countries more broadly. It's time to parley, because he knows if they leave Ukraine in the lurch, he can crush Ukraine's sheer weight of metal. We'll tell, it's just numbers. I think the reason he's so eager to talk is because the war's going badly for him, which doesn't mean that Russia's on the brink of defeat, but just would be pulled back, would be pushed back. Remember his stated goals at the outset of his illegal and unprovoked war of aggression, which was a so-called denazify Ukraine, as in to remove its democracy, to impose his puppet tyrants there, as he's done in the four illegally occupied regions of Ukraine, which he's claimed. He doesn't actually occupy any of the four in total, and to demilitarize it, to deprive Ukraine of a military, which is its right as a sovereign state. And of course, Ukraine needs a military more than anybody else because it's got an ultra-aggressive neighbor to its east, which is trying to annihilate it as a sovereign state, which has deliberately killed at least several thousand of its civilians. This is not collateral damage. This is knowing them to be civilians and killing them anyway in massacres such as Bucha as well. This is no accident. So the BBC just revealed that they can name over 10,000 Russian soldiers who've been killed in this conflict from various open sources. So at least 10,000. Now there'll be others whose names are not known, but through open sources, published posts, local newspaper articles about the funerals of various soldiers. So, we could conservatively estimate at least double that. This is the real number of Russian fatalities in this war since February. And for every one killed, there are about three wounded. Now, a wound could be very minor, it could just be one drop of blood, or a wound could be very severe, like being a quadruple amputee or something. Anyway, so being badly mauled, the first Guards Tank Division, which was really the pride of the army, they meant to defend Moscow if it really was coming down to that. And they were sent into the conflagration earlier on. Even they've had to have conscripts put in them, who often don't really know what they're doing, being rushed through basic training because they've been so depleted by casualties. So the Russian army is very badly disorganized. They used to apparently have quite a slick draft system. And in the early noughties, Putin ran it down, just didn't pay to keep it up. Right, people are called up, they'll get their draft papers, they'll go to this draft centre within so many days, and when they get there will be adequate uniforms, weapons, food, there will be a bed, there'll be this training programme, and this is how we'll get to the front. And it was all worked out, it was all well organised, it was going to function, but was no longer operable when it was actually needed earlier this year, which is why people had bits and pieces of kit were missing uniform items, particularly winter uniform. As you can imagine, that is misery when it's at least minus 10 in Ukraine, and falling severely ill, getting flu, worse, trench foot. So some want to abandon their trenches. They say a trench is the worst place you can be. I was reading how one military expert said you actually shouldn't be in a trench because obviously the water comes in there, the mud, and technology can't do much about that. You should be dispersed in tents on the surface. You could maybe even dig up a pile of earth, have some sort of earthen wall, have your tent behind that. But in a way, that all that does is signal your position. I mean, trenches are supposed to be your lowers, you're out of the enemy's line of fire, and might slow down vehicles or something. So they've got shortages of everything. Obviously, the Ukrainians are suffering severely as well. So why would Putin want to negotiate? It's not out of goodwill. There's absolutely no goodwill whatsoever. You'd have to be utterly imbecilic to trust him. There is no good faith in him. He will break any agreement as soon as he thinks he can get away with it. So this shows that we have him on the run. Not that their Russian defeat is imminent, but he is gradually being pushed back. The cost of the war of mounting, the few gains he had, he's lost some of those already. Remember, they had about 10% of Ukraine already before they began this conflict anew in February this year. They gained up to another 10%, so about 20% of Ukraine at the max. They've been pushed back to something like 15% of Ukraine, and they've been slowly pushed back at that, despite their heavy attacks in East Ukraine. But so they say that obviously the war slows down in winter. Although actually, when the ground's really frozen, that can actually be rather good for some vehicles, rather than being terribly muddy. And if you've got excellent winter gear, as apparently the Ukrainian army has, from the Canadians, from the Americans, from the British Army and so on, good Arctic tents and all the rest of it, then winter warfare doesn't have to be that difficult. Because yes, it's cold, but this is not like terribly cold. This is like minus 10. It's not like minus 70 or something, which you might get in the South Pole or the North Pole. They're quite accustomed to it. So if you've got the right kit and you are used to operating this sort of climate, it may not even be that hard. And so Russian morale might be suffering. They've got some blocking units of professional soldiers like military police to stop people retreating. And some of them, not because they really want to desert, but just don't want to be in a trench. Let's just find a house, a hut, something a little bit warmer and get in there for shelter. So as you can imagine, they're feeling very depressed. The oil price cap has come in. Is that going to work? That would squeeze the Russian economy further. So he's really brought in a totalitarianism in Russia with this new gay propaganda law. So anything encouraging homosexuality amongst consenting adults is a crime now. I suppose a gay dating app, any art showing two women snogging each other, two men, or anything like that. I suppose a bit of Batman Tchaikovsky, as Pyotr Tchaikovsky, Russia's most exalted composer, was a homosexualist. He's the one who composed the 1812 Overture, one of the most renowned pieces of Russian patriotic music. And indeed the Coronation March, which Putin had played at his inauguration. Sorry, coronation. As President Putin, who thinks he's the reincarnation of Peter the Great, not literally. And of course, he's from St. Peter the Great's city, St. Petersburg. That's another lie that Putin told, claiming it was always Russian land. It was actually Swedish territory. The Ruskies pushed them out of it, at the mouth of the river Neva. So it's because Russia's doing badly, he'd quite like a pause, time to regroup, get more weapons in from Iran, North Korea, whatever it is, to ease off the sanctions. So I think this may be precisely what we should not be doing, just to redouble the armament shipments to increase arms sales to Ukraine. And actually the cost of doing that versus the cost of actually fighting Russia is minimal. And it'd be better that Russia was comprehensively defeated now, the Putin regime was overthrown, Russia became a free country, no longer a threat to the world and to itself. And that would be a huge saving in the long run. That would be a peace dividend. Ukraine has got to be seen to be victorious, to save its freedom. And then Russia could have a reformation as well, be gone with Putin and his cronies. Maybe we have real democracy. All right, maybe they want dictatorship, but not be trying to oppress their neighbors, invading them, murdering presidents and peaceful dissidents abroad, and backing up every unsavory regime there is around the globe. So it's because it's going badly that Putin would like a ceasefire, would like some recognition of his illegal gains, even if it's not an explicitly legal recognition. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. And please help me get better. Donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.